Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. And we are a syndicated Boston-based internet radio station with all the bells and whistles where you can listen wherever you are in the world, whether you're in your car, whether you're in your home, at work, by the phone, using the apps or Alexa, whatever you choose. We have a wonderful show for you this evening, and it's 6 p.m. Eastern Time in Boston, and we welcome back, and we're honored to have Tim Doyle, who is Zooming in from China at 6 a.m. on Wednesday. So he is having a little connection problem, but we're calling on the angels to come and help us with communication, to get the word out, and for everyone that's listening, that they can hear clearly. So Tim Doyle is a spiritual teacher and guide who shares the channeled teachings of the Golden Ones based on universal law and principles of harmony, balance, order, and unity for the greater good. He has been a student of the Golden Ones since 1972, and he explains that the Golden Ones are the co-creator gods, administrators of Earth, spiritual hierarchy training school sanctioned by the Galactic Council. If you'd like to hear what he shared the last time he was on the Love by Intuition show, just go on the site. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, and just click on Love by Intuition archives. I think it's listed under Deborah Bouffet archives, and then you can listen to the first show. Without further ado, we welcome you, Tim, to the show.
Deborah, thank you. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, well, if others can hear, let me see. Okay. So there's basically four things that a soul needs to do. And the first thing is to take care of the body. And there's no reason why anyone should be ill if they keep the alkalinity in their body higher than the acid, than the ratio. The ratio for the pH level in the body is something like 7.4. All diseases, keep the alkalinity in your body up, then there's no reason why you should have a disease, cancer, virus, colds, or anything in the body. There's a formula of lemon juice and baking soda and 10 ounces of water to drink if you're feeling a little run down to raise the alkalinity very quickly in the body. So that's the first thing a soul has to do. Next thing is we have the prayer to remove emotional parasites. That's to clean your light body. Most souls are not aware of their thoughts in every moment. They have judgmental thoughts, or they have thoughts that they're a lack of self-confidence, judgmental on others, fears, and so forth. And these thoughts and feelings, unhealthy thoughts and feelings, need to be taken off their light body whenever a soul becomes aware that they're feeling these feelings, unhealthy feelings and thoughts. And it's a very simple prayer on the website. And actually, I put it up in two other different languages, Spanish and Chinese recently. And it's very simple. You put your, what it does is that you have to identify which fear that you want to remove off your light body. And you activate the fear by thinking of the fear. So if you're afraid of heights, then you visualize yourself in a high building. You activate the fear, and then you put your left hand above your navel and your right hand on your heart. And you say, this feeling is not mine. This feeling does not belong to me. I release this feeling in love, now and forever. Amen. And instantaneously, that fear or judgmental feelings or thoughts are removed off your light body. And it's a continuous process the soul needs to do on a continuous basis, because as you remove one fear, one healthy feeling, another one will surface. And it's a continuous process, but eventually you get rid of your unhealthy fears and judgmental attitudes towards others. And then the third thing you need to do is to protect yourself from unhealthy energies and entities. And that's the prayer of protection. And that's also on the website. This whole process, the Golden Age, is on the website. And five videos where a person can listen to each one of them. And you have to protect yourself from unhealthy energies and entities. It's a prayer of protection. And in my younger days, I didn't think that was possible, that an entity could attach to another entity. And then I had to experience it through my teachers that it was possible. And the prayer protection will remove these negative entity attachments off your body. Very simple prayer, very simple prayer. And the fourth thing you need to do is discipline your thoughts and feelings. In every moment, become aware of them. There was a program on the website. It's called the Ascension Master Program, where it's a 28-day program. It's free. And you just go through the process of, it's a guided process that you go through and become aware of your thoughts and feelings in every moment. Universal mind, the mind of God, is communicating with each person, each soul, in every moment. But unfortunately, we're not listening. We have other things, other frequencies that the soul is listening to. Could be the frequency of pornography, could be the frequency of cooking, the frequency of birds. There's thousands of frequencies that the soul can attune to, but the main frequency is the frequency of tuning into the mind of God. And if you tune into that frequency, you can tune into two frequencies at once, but the frequency of the mind of God overshadows your other frequencies, and you can hear, but you can talk to the gods too. You can actually have a conversation. Most people think that God is like, oh, you know, I can't talk to God, or they're so above us and such and such. And we put a barrier on our communications with God because we think it's got to be formal. You got to light a candle. You got to sit down. You got to dedicate time. But it's just like talking to a good friend. And that's how your prayers and your communications with God, the angels, the archangels, the co-creator gods, the teachers, this is how your communication should be with them. They know what your situation is, but they cannot help you because this is a free-willed training school, and they cannot interfere with your free will. You have to ask them for advice. Once you ask them for advice, they can assist you. But it's like anything else in life. You know, if you've got a, if you have, if you're on a diet, You don't want someone coming along telling you how to diet or how to eat, or you're eating too much and so forth, unless you ask them for your advice. It's the same thing with spirit. You have to ask them for their assistance before they can assist you.
Right. I agree with that. And I know for myself personally, when I say, show me what I need to know, I usually get an answer pretty quick. And it's really cultivating, all these tools on a regular basis, either in the morning or in the early evening before you retire. But one of the things I wanted to ask you is when you mentioned about number, I think 2 and 3, and they're both prayers, do you add that to your repertoire of tools and say that every morning, both of them?
No. The prayer of to remove emotional parasites, you only use that when you're in a fear situation, when a fear is brought to your attention, or you find yourself being judgmental to someone else, or okay. you have an unhealthy feeling about yourself. That's when you use that prayer of to remove emotional parasite. And Deborah, it comes off immediately. It's almost like going to your camera and you have a bad picture and you just delete it. Bing. The same mm-hmm. thing happens to your light body.
And then for the other prayer?
The prayer protection, you use that. Sometimes you're not aware that something attaches to you. That's happened to me a couple of times. And especially if an entity that's trapped on the earth, and these are only entities trapped on the earth because they don't respect your free will. That's just like a neighbor bothering you. And if you notice you're doing things out of character, then you say the prayer protection just to remove any negative energy from you. Or if you go to like a concert or a sporting event and there's thousands of people around you, you just protect yourself with the prayer protection so nothing from the crowd can affect you spiritually. This is something, the prayer protection is against negative energy attempting to influence you.
Yes. Well, I wanted to share, everyone should go on Tim's site after the show. It's thepathtooneness.com. Just as it sounds, thepathtooneness.com, and you can retrieve these prayers. And I know from experience, once you say it a couple of times, you can almost just say it verbatim. You don't have to look it up.
Exactly.
But if we could shift gears a little bit, and I'm glad that you shared this information, because I don't believe we had the volume the last time of the show, or we lost you. But one of the things I wanted to add, there's a number of things. We're in retrograde right now, and a lot of people, especially in the holistic field, have like a fear-type relationship with retrograde. Why is that? Why aren't people embracing, the soul growth, or even revisiting something from the past that they can, repattern, if that makes sense?
Well, see, that's a good question, Deborah, because they don't understand what retrograde Mercury does. Any of the planets going retrograde, retrograde Mercury is the planet of Mercury is the planet of communications. So anything dealing with communications or something that will break down, if things break down during retrograde Mercury, anything dealing with communications, letters, emails, computers, telephones, cell phones, appointments, anything you have scheduled, there'll be a disruption in it. And it's not a good time to do anything new during retrograde Mercury, because it will not work out. If you never have a thought about buying a car and then during retrograde Mercury, you decide to buy a car, it'll be the worst car you have ever bought. However, if you're thinking about buying a car before retrograde Mercury, then it's a good time to finish it during retrograde Mercury, buying the car. A lot of things break down during retrograde Mercury, and if you fix it during retrograde Mercury, it'll be the best fix ever. So if you understand how the retrogrades work, you can make them work for you. And if, let's say, if Venus is retrograde and it brings up a past relationship or past feelings there, you just clear them out with the prayer to remove emotional parasites. You revisit the situation. If it's unhealthy in your feeling body, just remove it. Very simple process to remove it, like an old photo of a girlfriend on your phone. Just delete it.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Just delete it. And it's very easy to delete. Psychologists don't realize this, and they put people in therapy about hitting a pillow against the wall or taking a hammer and beating up, chopping wood or exerting energy. But now you just go in and you just release it very quickly and easily.
Right. So the trick is, if you've already contemplated about a purchase prior to retrograde and then it happens during retrograde, everything is golden, no pun intended. Yes. And but if you're trying to do something new during retrograde, then that may not have the best outcome.
It will not have the best outcome. I guarantee. Okay. It will not have the best outcome.
Okay.
Deborah, I've been following retrograde Mercury since 1968, and I have challenged it many times to try and see if it was really true or not. And believe me, it's true.
Yes. Well, maybe that's the best way to go out on a break, because it's break time. Everyone, stay with us more with Tim Doyle, who is a spiritual teacher and guide for the Golden Ones. We have more questions for him when we come back, so don't go away.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roig DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K through 8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around 7 paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
During a time when the veil between worlds is thinnest, join expert mediums to make contact with angels, departed loved ones, and your highest self. Guided by experts in mediumship, clairvoyance, and spirit guide communication, discover how to harness the wisdom from the other side. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for the Wisdom Beyond the Veil at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, October 29th to the 31st. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back to the Love by Intuition show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. If you'd like to learn more about our station, please go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. You can see all our amazing hosts. Everyone has their heartfelt, driven mission is to help others, to serve others, to help you find joy in your life. Many of them have different modalities. We've got a number of medical doctors that are now naturopathic doctors or integrative medicine doctors. So go on the site. The whole purpose of starting the station 15 years ago was to serve and help others through different voices, all going in this, all unique, but we're all going in the same direction of unity consciousness, teaching people higher consciousness, because when you're in that level of vibration or frequency, that's when we feel our best. So we're back with Tim Doyle, who is zooming through China, of all places, and it's 6 a.m. in the morning, or a little after, should I say. Some other things that I wanted to ask you, Tim, is you connected or you received messages from the Golden Ones back in 1972. What were you doing at that time when they presented themselves? Were you asking for assistance? Were you going through a heavy duty challenge? What was happening in your life when they first presented themselves?
Yeah, I'm with you. So back in 1972, while in meditation, a golden spiritual light being appeared in my meditation, in my mind's eye. I mean, it was like watching TV. My mind just opened up, and it was like I was watching TV, and this spiritual golden light being appeared to me, all dressed in gold from head to toes, and it's like a king. And he took a necklace from around his neck, and it floated from him to me. He put it on my neck, and I had a tingling sensation going to my body. Well, that was the first time. And I didn't think much. Well, I did think a lot of it. I went out I had a necklace replicated of the experience to remind me of that, thinking that it may never happen to me again. And then I started having visitations in my dream state by the Lords of Amenti, 3 12-foot beings, and they would take me to teach me about thoughts and the power of thoughts. And then I would have a visitation by the Angel of Death that was telling me that they were coming for one of my friends. Then I would have an attachment. An entity would attach to me and I would bring it home, and it would be one of my boys. I have four boys, and when my youngest boy would attach to my son, and where he would go into the bathroom and he would think that when he looks in the mirror, he's going to see someone behind him. So it's like I knew what happened. And so it's like I have these experiences where they teach me how these prayers and how these prayers are used. And then I was just directed to go to Peru and work with the shamans. I came home from work one day and my teachers told me, take a trip and work with the shamans. So I did. I got on the internet and I said, shamans of Peru, that sounds pretty good. I scheduled a trip to go there in 15 minutes. I was, scheduled it, not knowing I was going to drink the ayahuasca when I got there. And so I fly into Lima, Peru, and we go, there's another place where we take a hop to go up into the jungles. And we take the boat ride up the Amazon, and we get to where we're at in the middle of the jungle, no electricity, no running water, everything by candlelights, big cockroaches, three inches long. And the shaman there was a shaman from Tennessee, an American. And they said, Howard, when are we going to drink the ayahuasca? And I said, the what? And so a lot of teachings came through the drinking of the ayahuasca. Can you still hear me, Deborah?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. So a lot of teachings came through the drinking of the ayahuasca. It's a terrible drink, but and it's like a 4 to 5 hour ceremony. And at the end, you get visions. And most of the visions that I received during the ayahuasca are the teachings that were supplemented later on when the Golden One started to channel to me. They would mention these things, and then I would have the recollection of the vision and the ayahuasca to explain the process. And it was like, oh, that was pretty neat. So it was a combination of many teachers coming in. And then I was in New Zealand in 2012, October, and a group of entities joined my meditation. I was quietly meditating and a group came in. And it's like it was no big deal to have someone join my meditation. And I just welcomed them, not knowing who they were. And then 3 months later, it was the Golden Ones. Well, I didn't know the Golden Ones were the Golden Ones until I wrote their first channeling in March of 2013. And I signed their first message. And I says, how do I sign it? I didn't want to take credit for it. And they said, sign it the Golden Ones. And I says, okay. So that's how I learned their name for the first time when I signed their first channeling. And I used to get up at 3:30 in the morning to do my yoga. They would get me up at 2:30, tell me to go to the computer and just type whatever came into my mind. And that's basically how I do the channeling. I'll just go someplace. I used to be, I would have to go at 2:30 in the morning. Now, because of the ascension, they taught me a process to always stay attuned in their frequency. I call it the God frequency. It's on my website. It's the Ascension Master Program. It's a 28-day program. And it took me that long, 28 days, to attune to this frequency in my mind. Now, once I attune to the frequency, it's like riding a bike. I'm always in tune with them. They're always talking to me. I can ask them a question anytime, and instantaneously I get a message. And Deborah, it sounds like you do the same thing. It sounds like when you ask a question, you get an answer relatively pretty quickly too.
Yes, but I'm receiving the message from the universe. You're receiving them from the beings, which is just incredible. So it's a little different. So back to when they first presented themselves when you were meditating. So you weren't going through, or based on what you shared, it sounds like you were not going through anything heavy at that particular time. They just came in divine timing. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, that was okay. Well, see, I was one of 10 children, raised Catholic. And so I really had a love for God and a devotion to God. So anytime I passed by a church, I would stop in and, you know, just say, hi, how you doing? I want to get good grades in school. Whatever I would ask for, I would get, but I wouldn't ask for anything materialistic or anything for myself. I would just ask for things for others. And it would always come. So I always had this, you know, just to meditate for the purpose of connecting with my higher self when this light being appeared to me. Mm. So.
Well, I mean, it's just, I love it. I love that you are actually connecting with tangible beings. One of the things that I had on my mind, and maybe others out there are wondering too, it has been said that there are beings, higher beings, that live below the earth, you know, below the soil.
In earth, yes.
Do you connect with them, or do they send you messages? Because I know from what I've read, and it resonates with me, that they're really out to watch out for us and to send us vibes and such. But address that, please.
Well, when my first visitation was from 3 12-foot beings. They were dressed like monks with no faces. And they were teaching me about thought. And they said, we'll teach you about thoughts. And in dream state, I said, you know, okay, let's go. And we traveled. Now, I was told they were the lords of Amenti. There's 7 lords of Amenti and the inner earth. And Thoth, I don't know if you know the Egyptian god Thoth, he travels in the, he wrote the Emerald Tablets. And he taught the Emerald Tablets.
Okay.
And he taught about the inner worlds and how to go beyond your body and so forth. Well, I was in Australia. That's where the prayer of emotional parasite came from. Thoth came. I was in a spiritual conference in 2012 in Sydney, Australia. And Thoth came through, T-H-O-T-H, came through. He's an Egyptian goddess. Co-creator God, and he shared the prayer protection, where to put your hands and the words to say. Well, to me, that was just phenomenal, because then I remembered in a vision I had in Peru during the ayahuasca of a light body that had these little gummy substance on it. So the light body could not vibrate because it had these gummy substance. And then if you see the prayer protection, these gummy substance would come off. So I was fascinated with the connection of the light body, Thoth. And then I came home and I started working with it and the energy. And I thought, wow, this is pretty neat. And then the Arcturians, 7th dimension beings, I didn't actually see them. They came in and they worked with me to tell me that these gummy substance and fears and unhealthy feelings are actually parasites. And what they do is, once you have a parasite on your light body, a fear, unhealthy feeling or thought, it influences your thinking. Influence your thinking to the sense that the parasite believes it's a life form and it doesn't want to be removed off your light body. And so it will affect your thinking to tell you, oh, you don't need to remove me. I'm not causing you that much harm. And it's good to have fears and so forth. So it plays with your thinking in your mind so you don't remove the parasite off your light body. And I thought that was pretty amazing because I've dealt with many people who have fears and so forth. And they says, oh, no, it's good to have fears. I don't want to remove it and so forth. Well, that's kind of silly because here we are. We're co-creator gods, supposed to amplify what we believe God is. And I don't think God has any fears. So I don't argue with these people. I just allow them to be where they are. I brush the dust from my feet and I continue walking. It's just like it's where they are in their spiritual development. But they do play with your mind. These parasites and unhealthy feelings, judgmental thoughts, they do play with you to indicating, telling you that it's good to be like that and you're just normal and you don't need to get rid of this thought or feelings. So,
but aren't we, in a sense, Tim, aren't we, in a sense, created with the heaviness, the darkness within us? And we, you know, that's part of the journey is to return to love and light. And in essence, we, the human, does seem to gear more towards looking at everything from a pessimistic perception or perspective than the positive. It seems to be that we're all working towards that, or some may not be.
Well, I don't believe that we're created with darkness in us. Okay. Created in the
human, not in the light, but in the, you know, to do our schoolwork and grow our souls on earth. It seems like we are designed with that ingrained.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. Let's start that we're created in the image and likeness of God. So God is not going to create something that has darkness in it. But what he does create is he creates all his God characteristics are embedded in the soul. And the soul has to evolve through life experiences to transform those raw characteristics into God characteristics. Now, when we come here, we're a new soul. We receive a conscious mind for the first time. Prior to coming to Earth, like let's take Adam and Eve, and this is the example they my teachers told me. Adam and Eve were naked in the Garden of Eden, all right? And they would just do whatever they were supposed to do, and then they ate of the tree of knowledge. Well, the tree of knowledge is coming to Earth, all right? When we come to Earth, we want to learn, we want to become co-creator God. We don't want to, but to in our appreciation for God, we come here to serve God out of love, out of our dedication and love for God. We come here to serve God. So we signed up to become a co-creator God to support God. Well, we were naked before, and when Adam and Eve came to Earth or they ate the apple, they realized they were naked. Now, they were always naked, but by coming to Earth and having a conscious mind, you now have the ability to create, and you can... there's other aspects of the mind, the conscious mind, that the soul has never used before that they can use now. And so during the early stages, when a soul comes here, they create. But how do they create? They don't know anything about universal laws and working together. They're a soul that is like selfish. They're only out for themselves. They have new feelings now. They have sensual feelings. And so they become greedy. They could become abusive. They become selfish. And that's the early stages of the soul when they come here. And so Then we spend, when we've all been there, we've all done this. And then through many incarnations, we learn that by pleasing the body, well, it's not feeding our soul. So then we learn that we need to start feeding our soul. So we migrate from pleasing the body to pleasing the soul. And now we're migrating into from pleasing the soul to pleasing God. So I'm basically, those are the three stages, the ego stage, the spiritual man, and the co-creative stage now, that eventually everyone will be. You have to become a co-creator God if you're going to leave this spiritual training school. And it's difficult for people to understand that they are in a training school to become a co-creator God. They think like, oh, I could never become a God. Those are just the teachings placed on a soul through these religious organizations that, that it's impossible. It's not impossible. And that's our purpose here. And so once you embrace your purpose, you can call on these angels and archangels and co-creator gods to assist you, because all training schools have teachers, and it's not, but we have free will. So they're not going to assist us until we invite them into our kingdom to ask for assistance. But as soon as you embrace yourself as being here as a co-creator God, then you have to take on the God consciousness. What would God do in this situation? Does God steal? No. Is God judgmental? No. Is God have compassion? Does God accept people as they are? And such and so forth. So you educate yourself by understanding who you are, and that, and if anything surfaces from previous actions, life experiences, unhealthy feelings or fears or so forth, you just use the tools to get rid of it, to clean your light body.
Right, right. Well said. All right, we need to take our last break. When we come back, there are more questions, as well as in the first show, Tim actually brought up that one day there'll be one universal government throughout the world. So we wanted to pick that up as well as a topic if we have time. So we'll be back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. If you're listening to the breaks, you probably heard the Omega Beyond the Veil. That's coming up in the end of October, and there's still time to sign up. It's eomega.org. Again, eomega.org. All the information is everywhere on our website. And if you're going, you say dream, as it says, and you will, because of our media partnership with the Omega Institute, you can receive 20% off. And it's both online and in person. So keep that in mind, because the end of October will be here. And before you know it, and the Omega Institute will reopen, not until May. That's the usual May through October. Okay, we're back with Tim. And before we go on to another thought process with the one universal government, I wanted to ask you, do you believe you are living multiple lives simultaneously, and whether it's on the Earth or other planets or dimensions?
You know, that is a good question. I have thought about that, Deborah, because I went in my younger days, I went to the Monroe Institute in Virginia, and to, I guess, they had a program there about synchronicity of the light and the right brain and left brain and bringing it together. And I listened to their recordings. And while I was there on a weekend event, there must have been about 20-25 individuals there. And I spoke out the first night on something where I expressed my opinion and such and such. Well, the next day, 2 or 3 people came by and said that I appeared to them in their dream state. I was not aware of that. But I had an out-of-body experience, and when I was in Peru, 2005, not an out-of-body, on astral travel. And I astral traveled to a place called Where the Sun Shines Before the Dawn. And when I got there, I was greeted by this lady, and then 2 other ladies came and greeted me. And as we were talking, I saw my wife at the time there. And she was just, you know, sitting around and so forth. So it's like, I kind of wonder about, yeah, being multidimensional and experiencing things like that. I have no proof other than what I have observed from those 2 experiences. So I can't say for sure, but I don't know. I don't know. Where do dreams come from? Dreams are like unbelievable. So I have no opinion except those 2 experiences where other people seem to think that I appeared to them. And I did see my wife in another realm. So I'll leave it there.
What I wanted to share, and we only have a few minutes, but I've been trying to come to a place of awareness with, and I understand it's a whole mystery and we'll never know, but I've always tried to figure out, well, if you have a loved one and they have crossover and they're, you know, in another realm, they can come and visit with you. But as years pass and this reincarnation, they could be coming back and starting a new family of their own in another state or another galaxy. So I figured all that out. And what I came up with was, this is in my own world, the Deborah world, but I believe that we have our main soul in the light with God, source, all, and that's where our main soul is. But then there's facets of souls that are all part of the main soul, and those facets are in different parts of different galaxies. I always joke that my late husband could have a family of five in Alabama, but yet he comes and visits me all the time. So I believe that the main soul is where he's coming to visit me, and yet he's having these other lifetimes, and I'm having other lifetimes too, but I'm still receiving messages from him. So that's what I came up with, Tim.
And that's interesting, Deborah, because I've experience having, not me personally, but yeah, me personally, multi-personalities, where after going to Peru, I came back and there was a drug that you could purchase, and I experimented with the drug for meditation purposes, and I found aspects of myself coming out that I didn't like, and I stopped the meditation because it was these thoughts coming through me that from another personality deep inside me. And I didn't like that. And so I stopped the meditation. And I do know that I was awakened one night, and I started saying these things that is not of my nature. And I was very, again, from a lower aspect of my personality. So personalities and multidimensional beings, I think it's something that we, well, what I'm hearing is, what difference does it make?
I know. And you know what, Jim, we have to go. I'm sorry, but we have to go, and the next show is coming on. So I wanted to break in and say thank you so much. It's an honor to have you. And maybe what you could do is to answer the question, how can we get to a place of having unity consciousness and one peaceful government for the whole universe? How do we get there? If you want to write a little something up, I'll post it and blog it so people can see that answer. But until then, we have to fly. So much love to you and blessings. And until the next time we come together, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.